Hello and welcome to another episode of Unscripted Truth with Folashade. I'm here again with another thing that I really need to talk about. But before I get onto that, if you listen to the last episode, I asked the question. I asked people why, you know, people use lace and not Ankara for Ashwebi. And people had a lot of answers and everything. But apparently, people can use Ankara. And honestly, if people are using lace because they think it is more expensive and more beautiful, that is a lie. You can get really good Ankara that is even more beautiful and more expensive than some lace materials in the market. But I guess there's an unwritten rule that says that people have to use lace for their Ashwebi and rid people of so much money. But it's fine. It's not my business. Anyways, now to today's topic. This is one lesson that I learned on Valentine's Day. I wanted to put this out last month, but I had technical difficulties, and now that I'm here to talk about it, I have to start with a small story. So on Valentine's Day this year, I tried to post, you know, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, and my partner, my boyfriend, doesn't as well, but I felt, okay, I should just put something out there, right? Like, I don't know, I've been with this guy, I like him, we're enjoying the journey, all of that, and let me just put this out there. And then I posted his picture 5 times. Like, I posted it, I put it up on my WhatsApp status. I wrote very beautiful and emotional quotes and everything underneath, and then I deleted it that same 5 times before anyone could see it. And I kept asking myself why. Why was I not relaxed or happy enough to post the pictures? Is something going on in my relationship that this is kind of telling me about? Or what is going on exactly? And then I realized, I don't do this at all. Like, I've dated a number of people, but I never posted their picture such that it would suggest that they're my significant other. It's either I post the picture and I put a silly comment, or I post the picture and, you know, it gets lost in a sea of other photos of other male friends so that people cannot pick that this is the person I'm dating. You know, so I thought, okay, maybe I just like my privacy, right? So I spoke to some of my friends, and when I saw that this was a thing, I felt like, okay, maybe I'm not the only one going through this. And I spoke to a number of people. I spoke to guys, and guys are like, they can post their babes now. Like, now my babe, I go post them now. And I told girls, girls are like, no, they like their privacy and everything. And then I asked, is it really privacy or fear? That's what I'm talking about today. So I don't know if you've gone through this or if you're going through this, but I thought it's something that after talking to 4 different girls and they felt the same, I felt like, okay, this might not be a large enough sample size, but I feel like it's something that has been happening to me for as long as I've known how to date or I've been in a relationship. So why is it so hard to share with the world that this is the person I'm dating? As much as I thought that it was privacy, it wasn't. It still isn't. I still find it hard to post pictures of, you know, of me being myself around my significant other. So, I've come to realize that women generally, don't let me say just women, but we're programmed to believe that, okay, you find a boyfriend, you date for a few years, he becomes your fiancé, your fiance, when he proposes to you, and then you guys get married. But disclaimer, that's not how it works with everyone. In fact, a large percentage of people do not experience that anymore. I mean, in the olden days, you know, people could meet, you know, they could have arranged marriages. You knew that this was the person you were going to marry at the end of the day. But right now, it doesn't work that way. Some of us have to go through, you know, 2 boyfriends, 3 boyfriends, 4 boyfriends, 7 boyfriends, 8 boyfriends, 10 boyfriends before you finally find the one. But people have made us believe that, you know, you're supposed to date, I mean, you're supposed to marry the people that you date. While that is good, it doesn't always happen that way. In fact, because people have been programmed to believe this, so many people have ended up in very sad marriages. So many people have ended up in some unhappy and and sad and, you know, feeling like the whole world is on their shoulders just because they did not want to count boyfriends or they did not want to count girlfriends. Now, listen, I had a conversation with one of my aunts recently and she said, when are we going to meet him? And I said, I don't think you're going to meet him anytime soon unless we decide that it is time for us to meet. And that would be okay if we decide that we want to get married and you should meet my family, right? And she was like, that she pities me, right? That how old am I that I'm still counting boyfriends? That if I think he's good, I should just hold on to him and get married to him. That is what these people expect, but that is not how it works. I always try to tell people, don't put yourself under pressure, because people put themselves under pressure of marriage all the time. The relationship that you're supposed to genuinely enjoy, you're putting you and your partner under pressure of marriage, and then things just go to shit, right? I'm not saying you should be unserious or you should not have a vision for your relationships, but do not assume that everyone that you meet, you're supposed to date, or do not assume that everyone that you date is supposed to be your husband. You're supposed to spend forever with them. It doesn't always work that way. If it happened for you like that, you are blessed, you're lucky, but it doesn't always happen for everyone like that. And it doesn't mean it is bad. It's just that people make you feel like if you're counting boyfriends, you're already a hoe, or you're doing something wrong, or something is wrong with you. But it's not like that. Please. Okay? Sometimes you're not supposed to date everyone that comes into your life, actually, because some people just come to play a significant role in your life and then move on. It doesn't mean when you guys stop dating, you shouldn't be friends, or if the situation calls for it, yes. But it doesn't mean that everyone that says, hi babe, what's up, we should date, and then you date for a while and then, oh, this is my Mr. Right. You don't, I don't know. I just, people make me feel so bad sometimes when I say these things, because they make it seem like it's easier said than done. And I know, I understand that. But I've seen people, because he's the one that took my virginity, or I already introduced him to mommy and daddy, I cannot break their hearts. You know, putting every other person before you, that's one. Then two, assuming that your self-worth is tied to how many people you've been in a relationship with or how many people you've slept with. These things make people tie themselves down in relationships that is not meant for them. So back to the story of posting pictures on WhatsApp. So I realized, you know, thinking like this, not everybody thinks like me, right? And then most of my family members and, you know, church members and everything, they're on my WhatsApp. So when I post this guy today and I post a lovey-dovey picture and I post a nice caption, you know, the love of my life, I appreciate you, I love what we're doing, I love where we're going, and then say a couple of months later I break up with this person and then I post another person's picture, you know, a part of me just knows that these people are counting boyfriends for me. You know, they are monitoring my life, monitoring spirit, you know. So that part of me that understands that this is how people think doesn't want to keep posting pictures, because I can get a call. What is your problem? What is your problem? Why are you not maintaining your relationships? It's funny, yeah, but it's true, it's real, and it's sad, you know, that it's the woman that gets the brunt of all of this, right? So what I'm trying to say is, when I realized this, I felt, why can't people just enjoy the journey? You know, everybody says that every relationship must lead to marriage, but they don't prepare you for when it doesn't. So instead of putting yourself under so much pressure and not enjoying the journey with the person that you're with at that time, just take it one day at a time. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I know this one is easier said than done, because even after realizing this, I've found it very hard to post pictures and and do all sort of things. But I'm taking it one step at a time. And I intend to, you know, anybody that comes into my DMs to say nonsense, the Lord is your strength, my dear. And I'm not being a pessimist, you know, saying that a relationship might not last. But it's the reality of things. It might not be that you guys don't love each other. It might just be that things did not work out, right? So instead of doing everything in your power to save a failing relationship because you don't want people to be counting boyfriends for you, enjoy it while it lasts. You're in a relationship, be with that person. Spend time, do things together, experience things together. And when it is done, you know that that experience cannot be taken away from you, right? And then you move on. And if there's another person, sure, why not? Show them off if you want to. Don't let anyone pressure you into believing that everything is black and white, because it's not. It is not, okay? The moment you start believing that things are not straightforward, they're not always straightforward, they're not always black and white, is the moment we start to accept the fact that we are human beings and we're not perfect. Okay, so that is that on today's episode. I hope this helps someone to show up their boyfriend or girlfriend more or something, or just to at least enjoy their relationship without the pressure of the society. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye for now.